We are back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for being here for our on-site at the Brewery District. We have been fortunate to be joined on stage all evening by Trapper Shep and his brother Tanner over there on bass. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. The honor is ours.
Cheers.
So I want you to start out with some music, if you would. Please tell us what you're going to play.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Ogallala, Nebraska, Bonnie?
I have not.
That's a good thing. We were coming home from a long tour. We were trying to get from California to Milwaukee in one drive. We failed miserably. And a semi-truck in front of us jackknifed off the road. And we ended up taking the first exit we could in the Great Plains, this little town off I-80 called Ogallala, a perfect place for some musicians to get stranded. But 24 hours turned into 48 hours, turned into 72. We got pretty we got a lot of cabin fever at a Super 8 hotel, and I wrote this song about it.
In the headlights, a semi jackknifed. I felt all right when they shut down I-80, pulled over to the shoulder, took a winterlude in a snowed-in mood. I saw a movie, an unexpected journey. Felt like Martin Freeman when he was first leaving. I'm waiting for the road to thaw. Waiting for the road to thaw in a town called Ogallala. 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 Oh, oh. Then he got the best rate at that Super 8. And I dreamt I'd skate with sugar on the black ice. It felt like yesterday. Oh wait, it was. I was under the LA sun. Wish I got to Omaha. Wish I got to Omaha. Not Ogallala. 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 Oh, oh. The news at 9, saw a car that could have been mine. It was crushed like a can. Travel safe, said the weatherman. I'm waiting for the road to thaw. Wish I got to Omaha. Not Ogallala. 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 Ogallala, Ogallala, oh, oh. Ogallala, Ogallala. Ogallala, Ogallala, oh, oh. I'm waiting for the road to thaw. Wish I got to Omaha.
Ogallala, Trapper Shep, along with Tanner. And thank you guys, really appreciate it. And you know, before we get into questions, I want to take a moment to embarrass Trapper. Trapper has been part of the Lake Effect family for a decade. He started with us as an intern when he was a freshman at UWM, and he has stuck around in one form or another ever since, and we are so grateful for all the help and the music that you have brought to us, Trapper. We've had the opportunity to watch you grow and watch the songwriting grow. It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
So how did you get into songwriting? Were you guys in a musical family? You grew up in a musical family, or?
Well, we were into BMX bike riding together. as it would happen, I fell down many times, and I herniated a disc in my back, and my mom said, "Here, try this," and just sort of forced a guitar into my lap, and it just stuck.
How old were you?
Like 15 or so.
Okay.
Our older sister, Brittany, introduced me to electric bass. She played in high school concert band. However, I didn't pass the audition to make it into the band, so I had to start one with my brother. But my sister did get a bass in my hand, so thanks, Britt.
And about the same age?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about writing songs? When did that start? How quickly after the guitar was thrust into your hands?
As soon as I heard Bob Dylan, I thought, oh, the greatest songwriter of all time. How about I try to do that? Which it turns out it's really hard to do that.
So how has it changed? You've got four albums out now. How has that writing changed? And we'll get to Bob in a minute. I have not forgotten him.
If you aren't getting better, you're getting worse. So I think the aim is to always keep going up. You're going to have peaks. You're going to have valleys. But you hope to have more peaks and valleys. You hope your batting average goes up as you move along.
How does it start for you? Lyrics or a tune?
If there was any, handbook, personal handbook or agenda that I would take in writing a song start to finish, I think that would take some of the magic out of it. But a lot of it is just sitting down and hammering something out. But yeah, the best stuff always comes at the most unfortunate times, when you're mowing the lawn, when you're doing the dishes. So a lot of my household tasks just forever get pushed aside for songs.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. So tell me about Bob. Not only do you admire Bob Dylan, and I think a lot of us do, a lot of us grew up with his music, but you've had the opportunity to actually collaborate with him.
Yeah.
And so tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, when I was 15, I heard that song, Hurricane, the 8-minute epic song about Reuben Hurricane Carter, the boxer who was wrongly accused of murder. That's when I thought, oh, I should do that. But many years later, I was scrolling through the internet, and I saw this article about two sheets of long-lost lyrics that Bob Dylan wrote about Wisconsin when he was 20 years old. He was hitchhiking out to New York City, and Madison, Wisconsin was his last stop. He was checking out the folk scene there, hanging with Pete Seeger, who he saw in concert, and it said that that gave him the gusto to go meet his idol, Woody Guthrie, out in New York City. So he's hanging around the campus, the folk scene, and he ran into these guys who needed a third driver to get out to the city. And while Bob Dylan would not be my first choice to get a motorized vehicle across the country, they took a chance on young Bob. And we are forever grateful. He went out there, he revitalized the village folk scene, and ended up getting a deal with Columbia Records. And it was November 20th, 1961, that he wrote these two pages of lyrics about Wisconsin. And that was the same day that he went into the studio to begin work on his first album. And I don't know why the song got pushed aside. I'll have to take that up with John Hammond, which will be tough. But yeah, the lyrics got pushed aside. And 57 years later, I saw these lyrics online, and I thought, okay, this is my chance. So I finished the song for Mr. Dylan, and I put it out there on the World Wide Web, and Billboard took notice. NPR took notice, Rolling Stone took notice, and then Bob Dylan's lawyer took notice. It was good, though. I was scooping couscous at the Whole Foods grocery store on North Avenue there, and I actually got an email that said, Bob Dylan approves the joint publishing of On Wisconsin with Trapper Shep. And I just dropped the couscous scooper, walked around the overpriced grocery store, and spent $300.
So I think we have to hear the song.
Yes.
Okay.
So here we go. It's of course called On Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin is a dairy state. Guess you all know it well. I was in Wauwatosa. The truth I will tell. It's a milk and cheese and cream. Yes, I've known it all my days. And I'm going to my hometown. I'm leaving right away. I'm headed to Wisconsin, 2,000 miles to go. Madison, Milwaukee sets my heart aglow. I'm headed to that state and my heart's beating fast. And I'll jerk my banjo gently and twiddle my mustache on Wisconsin. On Wisconsin, it's calling me that way. On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin, I think I'm going to stay. Yes, there's thoughts I left there long ago. Ones are coming now, it seems. I'll tune my banjo in the hills, feast on milk and cream. And I'll stamp my foot through the grass, never know a care. Yes, my home's in Wisconsin, and I'm going there on Wisconsin. On Wisconsin, it's calling me that way. On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin, I think I'm going to stay. Yes, you people with your city ways are driving me insane to drink. Yes, my home's in Wisconsin. It's a better place, I think. I have been to California and I've been all around. But my home's in Milwaukee. And I'm gonna own this town on Wisconsin. On Wisconsin. It's calling me that way. On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin, I think I'm going to stay. Yes, I might as well stay. Yeah.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. What has been the reaction? Has Bob recorded it yet?
Yeah. He just played at the Eagles ballroom, and yeah.
I know you went.
I was there.
It didn't make the set list.
No.
Do you think he will?
No.
No. Co-authorship was enough for him.
I'm not that delusional, Bonnie.
Okay. Well, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. You have a new album out, Primetime Illusion. Quickly, tell me about that. Are you touring it? What's going on with that?
We have done, I think, over 100 shows in 10 different countries. And in the spring, we'll go back to Europe and keep going. Driving and driving and driving.
Chuglin.
Yeah. As John Fogerty would say, yes.
As he would. Well, I have to thank a bunch of people. First of all, I'm Bonnie North, and you have been listening to Lake Effect On-Site in the Brewery District. First of all, a big thanks to Pabst Milwaukee Brewing for hosting us this evening, and to you, the studio audience. Thanks to you for showing up to see radio being made, and I want to say thanks to Joy Powers, who is the executive producer of our on-site series. Thanks to Audrey Nowakowski, who's been taking photos and making sure our web and social media stuff is updated. All three of us produce all of Lake Effect each week, along with the newest member of our team. I'm not sure where she is, but Lake Effect's new executive producer, Becky Mortensen. Becky, raise your hand over there. We are so thrilled to have her on board. We also want to thank Jason Reavy, our studio engineer, Michelle Madernowski, who's our managing editor, Christine Lamantina, who did yeoman's work in marketing and taking care of this broadcast. Thank you, Christine. And when he is not our house band, Trapper Shep, helps us out with editing and other Lake Effect housekeeping duties. We also get help from intern Maggie Holdoff as well. We get support from the WUWM news team. Lauren Sigfusson is our digital producer, and most of the time, Willie Porter wrote our theme music, but not tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you'll be with us again on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Bumper cars. Don't matter who you are, choose any car. Red, white, or blue, and you can choose who to hit, not who hits you. Dave and Goliath, the pimp and the priest, Hector and Achilles, Beauty and the Beast, Ollie and Frasier, Hamilton Burr, the cat and the mouse, Batman, Joker, Jobs and Gates, Joan of Arc and the...